T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Butler across to Robinson. Back to Butler for 3. Got it! Ties it at 117 with 29.8 left to go. Oh my goodness, are they going to pull a wabbit out of their hat here tonight? Robinson in the corner, back to Bam. Bam's going to go to the basket and a two-hand jam. A nice play, Robinson. Everyone looked at Robinson to get that pass, and Bam said, ha-ha, faked you right to the rim.
Yeah,
Butler,
great job. Because
Young going to take him down into the hole. Kicks it out to Robinson, a quick three. Got it! Tying the franchise high. 10 trays for Duncan Robinson.
That's how you stay undefeated at home, Leroy!
Woo!
Records being broken.
I have a feeling that if they would have lost that game, you would have came with the TL, TW.
Nope, that would have been... I can officially declare it. I will say this now.
That's because they won, so stop. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Robbie... This is you and I are determination. We're the two statisticians on this show, two scientists. If they would have lost yesterday,
I got another name for it.
If they would have lost yesterday, would that have been a TL?
Yeah, would have been.
That would have been TL.
They did not play the night before. It was not on a back to back. They were at home.
But you know what they say, Leroy? If my aunt had a set of you know whats, she'd be my uncle. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I'm not even responding. Like, you have found...
The air was legal.
You have found a nice little niche in your life in that you always leave a little wiggle room. That's what your new nickname is.
The Wiggler?
The Wiggler. Because
you know, I had a pet chinchilla back in the day. His name was Wiggles.
Let me tell you why you are the Wiggler.
Used to take dust baths.
Because I give you a perfect example. You said we dodged a bullet with Jimmy Butler.
May have.
There you go.
I just like to be accurate. Accurate for accurate's sake.
That's not accurate.
It is. I would like to go back to that show one day and see what I actually said. Robert, do we save all our podcasts?
Yeah, well,
I could probably find it. We just got to find when was the Brett Brown story about Jimmy Butler calling him out and then figure out that day. I would like to know whether or not I said may have or did.
I know you. When have you ever gone into anything lukewarm? That doesn't even sound like you say may have.
I'll tell you who didn't go lukewarm yesterday. The Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. It
kind of disappointed. The Marlins didn't pony up.
Wait, were they in the bidding for him?
No. No. You knew how somebody was getting close to signing Garrett Cole when Scott Boras pulled the deal. Scott Boras only has one trick. He's kind of a one-trick pony, and his trick is the mystery team. Cuz every time there's a Boras client and it comes to signing day and he wants to just milk you for a couple extra mil, all of a sudden a mystery team emerges. And then this time he was feeling froggy. So guess what, Leroy? Two mystery teams.
Here's the problem. Like, there's only a handful of teams that can afford $324 million anyway.
Right.
So,
it's quite easy to figure out who it could be.
It's
like Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, Cubs.
Right.
Like, who has the gajillion TV deal?
Who can
go do it?
Right. Well, the Padres have been throwing out a lot of money too.
But they can only do it. They can't do it multiple times. They can do it once with Machado, but that's it.
But it hasn't really worked out. That is pretty amazing that teams still fall for that, and that's exactly how the Heat ended up with Wei and Chen.
A lot of cash. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
You heard it already enough. The Heat won last night. You thought it was in peril for a little bit. The Hawks were up by six at the end of the fourth quarter with about a minute left, and the Heat came back and won on a 22-0 run between the fourth quarter and overtime to get the win and the cover over the Atlanta Hawks, 135-121.
Man, what a party that overtime was, let me tell you.
I mean, it all went downhill when Trae Young wasn't in the game.
That one possession, yeah.
Yep.
Because it wasn't a timeout. He was subbed out for defense, and then they didn't call a timeout. And then
never got – and I wonder if the other coach thinks like that. Like, no, we're not going to call a timeout because they don't have the guy who makes the plays on their team.
I don't know, man. All I know is the Heat shut Bleep down. They toyed around with the Atlanta Hawks like a cat with a ball of yarn, and then they decided to just go full mousetrap on them.
I was on the Leroy loses to an 80-year-old Chuck Norris team until I saw the Irishman. De Niro in his 70s tried to stomp a man on the ground, and you couldn't slip a Post-it under his foot while moving slower than a glacier.
What else you got, Robbie?
And the Heat's next game, the War on South Beach.
Bring me the Washed King! Hear ye, LeBron! Bring your washed ass down here! I got a sponge for you! You get to play a real game at the American Airlines Arena now. Not like that hokey game with no Dwayne Wade last year. You're throwing the ball up into the stands like you won the NBA Finals. Like you broke some curse. That was not a TW. So far, since leaving the Miami Heat, no TWs for LeBron James. We'll see how that rolls when it's not on a back-to-back on Friday night. The washed one. Hashtag washed one. Hashtag washed king.
I ain't in on that.
That's because you love LeBron.
Only LeBron is the one that's in on it. He created the campaign.
What?
He said he made it up.
LeBron's the one that started it. The washed king.
He's you know what he's king of? He's king of the fake campaigns. That's what he's king of. I'm gonna make up things that aren't things and get outraged about them.
Question: I would be all down with this if he hadn't played down here.
What do you mean?
We're just journalists.
Yeah, I'm just stating the facts.
Whoa.
We're just stating the facts. By the way, did you see this? Did you see this, Dave McMenamin?
Here we go.
You've never found a greater puppeteer than LeBron with Dave McMenamin. You thought Windhorst was his guy. But he's out there and they're doing this thing about the whole mental strength thing. He's like, LeBron, when did you learn about mental strength? And blah, 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 blah. And he goes, I think it was the 2011 finals when I, you know, lost my love of the game for basketball. And, you know, I was like, really? Hey, bro. Leroy, you remember game two? Worst loss in franchise history. You remember game two? You basically had Dwayne Wade and LeBron James doing Tai Bo on the court. That's how they were celebrating. Didn't look like he'd lost love for anything. Basically until J.J. Barea. I lost my love for the game. Really? Didn't seem like you lost your love when you were gentlemen sweeping your ass through the Eastern Conference playoffs.
Hey man, get over it.
No,
let it go.
No,
why
no.
are you so?
Because I'm not gonna sit here and let Hocus Pocus be put around here.
Wait,
you're not gonna be out here saying things like, "Oh, hashtag Washed King."
By the way,
hey, lost my love for the game. No, you didn't.
By the way.
You know what you
once a day here, you throw smoke on the ground and disappear.
You want to know what he lost love
I'm
for?
Out.
Here's what LeBron lost love for. He lost love for being humiliated. Guess what? Everybody does. You're not breaking any news here, LeBron. Oh, you don't like being humiliated and failing on a national stage? Shocking. I lost my love for the game.
Why are you so bitter?
Because we got a business trip coming up on Friday.
No, you're
night.
Home.
Whatever. I got a trip down to 601 Biscayne Boulevard. Business.
That's fine. Like, man, why? Just enjoy basketball. Why you got to be so petty all the time?
I don't feel like I am. I feel like I'm enjoying. I'm enjoying what the day was yesterday. It was Star Wars Day.
Oh my goodness.
You had Duncan Robinson wearing sad Yoda ears. It was a great time.
I would have to. You know, the only good thing about this Friday.
Huh?
No show on Saturday. Because I would win or lose, the shenanigans with you is going to be ridiculous.
Perhaps.
Hey, Vegas, can we get a line at 6 a.m. on Friday? I got to place bets on this Heat Lakers game. Let's not wait till like after our show ends to put out a line. I know the Heat are very coy with the injury report, but come on.
We're gonna have
this guy. This guy.
What's gonna be great, Robbie, is it's gonna come time right before game time, and then all of a sudden you're gonna see this montage come together, and it's gonna be the snowy Siberian mountains, and all of a sudden you're gonna see just a figure in the distance chopping wood with a snow cap on. Dun, 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 dun. And he goes, "Guess who's back, mother bleepers? Gogi. Gogi here for Lakers game. Six Man of the Year campaign back on." It's going to be Rocky IV up in this B, Leroy. Oh, I can't wait. Ooh.
Ooh. Yep, we should name the show. Rename the show, Leroy and Team Petty.
No, I'm not Team Petty anymore.
No, nope.
What?
This isn't Team Petty,
dude.
I'm just rooting against the team that the Heat are about to take on, which is the Lakers.
You're like the old guys in the hood sitting on the porch with a beer and a cigarette, just hosing everybody down that walk down the street.
Oh man, that's definitely gonna be me when I'm older.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
You're so good with your new car. It's not gonna last.
They don't make those cars like they used to. When I was growing up, we used real American steel.
Value goes down as soon as you leave the lot.
I hope you got the extended warranty.
Man.
The Lakers are, by the way, in Orlando tonight at 7 o'clock.
Good, good. I hope they have a terrible trip to Disney World.
Now, question. So the Heat don't play until Friday.
Correct.
So that's 1-2 days,
yep.
Which is not horrible. But they get a lot of breaks, and then they play five games in.
Yeah, and they have a back to back on Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. They got to go all the way to Dallas.
It's garbage.
Why don't they just? Man, whatever. I'm tired. Like I have a hard time believing that a professional organization such as the NBA can't come up with a better schedule than this. Where a team gets 5 days off and then play four games in 5 days.
Dude, Robbie, can we hear some spo yesterday on Bam Adebayo? What a performance by our guy. Our guy. Leroy called him Michael Jordan from the jump. Never have you been so accurate on
the
prediction.
You want to talk about mincing words.
Hmm?
Right. What was my exact words?
Well, they drafted Bam Adebayo, and I had sources in Kentucky. And by sources, I mean my diehard uncle, who's a giant Kentucky fan.
Tell us about Tyler Hero too, by the way.
He did. He's a ravenous Kentucky fan, and he's like, you got it. When the Heat drafted Bam, and everybody was going nuts because they had Hassan Whiteside. He goes, "You got one." I'm like, "Well, we got one." He goes, "You got one." He goes, "Trust me, Calipari didn't use him right." And so I believe the way it went was I brought that up to Leroy, and he goes, "Some said that about Michael Jordan."
Right.
And that's basically, to me, you just called him Michael Jordan.
I guess. But, like, you don't remember, like, Michael Jordan wasn't Michael Jordan in college.
No, that's true.
But a lot of guys get lost like that because it's more of a team game in college.
Right.
Unless you're Trae Young. And then they just tell you, go shoot.
Yeah, just do what you want, Trae Young.
Now, on the flip side, Leroy does use that same analysis to compare Adam Gase to Bill Belichick.
No, I did not. What? Oh, my goodness.
They said this. Whenever we talk about how much of a bum-ass Adam Gase is for leaving, and then you always quick to point out, they said the same thing about Bill Belichick.
What I said was that they ran Bill Belichick out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
And look at them now.
Yeah, but we didn't really run Adam Gase out of town. Well, basically,
no, he earned his way out.
Yeah, he ran himself
basically
out.
What happened was he was a jerk to the owner who was like, "Hey, man, I kind of want to reset this thing." He goes, "Oh, no, I'm a genius."
Well, no, and then they tried to put a twist on it that they didn't, that they wanted to reboot, and they didn't think Adam Gase was on board with that. Although everywhere he goes tends to be rebooting.
Dexter writes, "And LeBron is our Drago now. He is an evil Russian, possibly filled with enhanced substances." Possibly. He's the strongest man in the league, and he's 40.
He's not.
Did you see what he did to Myers Leonard?
What is he, 35?
Let me tell
34.
Let me tell you something.
He's 34.
I saw Myers Leonard
walk. He's not 40.
He's 40.
He's 34.
I think he has one of those Fugazi birth certificates.
Oh, like he's from, what is,
He's like Danny Almonte.
Jeez.
No, I saw Myers Leonard walk in. I'm like, LeBron moved him like he was nothing.
Because, I mean, people don't realize, I mean, LeBron's bigger than Dwight Howard.
By the way, Myers Leonard, one of the equipment guys, Myers Leonard just struts in drinking, I think it was a protein smoothie or something like that. And one of the equipment guys, look what the cat drugged in. And he goes, a whole lot of muscle mass.
Listen.
I'm like, he would say that. And LeBron moved him like he was nothing. And I immediately, I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying, when I saw what he did to Myers Leonard, I did scream my television, steroids! It was just a reaction. I don't have any allegations. It was just an impulse on my television.
Is it quite possible that periodically in sports, we come across a guy who's a freak of nature?
Oh, yeah.
Because guess what? Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
He ran a 4.5 at the combine.
And then had that pit against Michigan in that bowl game.
You know who else was a freak of nature? You know who else was a freak of nature? Barry Bonds.
No, he wasn't a freak of nature.
He was a freak of nature.
No.
There's a 400-400 guy.
No. He wasn't a freak of nature, though. When you saw him, you didn't think, oh, my God, he's massive. No, he was the greatest hitter we ever saw, but there was nothing that, you know, just stood out and say, whoa, what a beast. You know what I'm saying. Just like an anomaly. When you look at the sport and you see the size of a person and what he could do, okay, that's what I'm talking about, a freak of nature. I'm not talking about a guy who is a great hitter but just looks like everybody else until, well, you know. I'm saying in basketball and for example.
What?
Joel Embiid. Pretty athletic for a big man. He could be a freak of nature.
And then he gets windshield wipers.
Oh yeah, like that's gonna go down in history. Is
can I hear? Speaking of big men and freaks of nature, Bam Adebayo was awesome yesterday. His first career triple double, career high 30 points. Let me hear. Can I hear Eric Spoelstra yesterday on the performance of Bam?
You know, he puts in the time, and now again his confidence and esteem is starting to match the work and the things that he's been doing within these walls that everybody else has seen. But now he's doing it in clutch situations, and that's why I don't want to put a ceiling on him either. He's facilitating a lot of offense for us. He's anchoring our defense with Jimmy, guarding 1 through 5. He has a lot on his plate, playing more minutes than he's ever played before, and I just want him to embrace all of these different challenges and not get comfortable, which he doesn't have that kind of mentality.
He also, at one point in the press conference, says that Bam reminds him of a center version of Jimmy Butler. And so Jimmy was asked about this after the game, and this is what Jimmy had to say.
Tell you the truth, no, I don't. I think he does everything better than I do. I have the ball more, so I get to shoot more shots. But when you're talking about defending 1 through 5, he does that. You're talking about pinpoint passes. He does that, find the guys in rhythm, knowing the scouting report, everybody. He's scary whenever he's locked in like that. And his energy, his preparation is contagious. You know, he's making sure everybody around here is doing that. So to say that he's a version of me, no, I hope everybody's a version of him.
Before you get all excited, would you consider Shaq a freak of nature?
Of course.
Bo Jackson?
Well, until his hip broke.
Yeah. But a guy who's 230 and the fastest guy on the field?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. So, yeah. No. LeBron's a freak of nature. You could put whatever little
twist you want
to put on it.
I remember watching LeBron high school games. No one's saying he's not a freak of nature.
Okay.
But he also might be a freak of science.
That's Barry Bonds.
It is.
Broken bat, home run. Like I've seen broken. One of the craziest I've seen guys break bats and barely get the ball through the infield, and hitting balls out of the park with splintered bat all over the bat just exploded.
Texter writes in: does anybody miss Hassan? What do you think, sir? We're back after this.
What are you?
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Robbie along with us. Robbie's got his next prospect power rankings coming up in about 15 minutes.
I thought you were wearing shorts today.
Here's the problem. I left the shorts at home and I never went home. My bad.
You stayed here?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you must have been getting coffee or scaring Joe Rose when I said that. Yeah, I slept on the couch in the mezzanine.
Wow.
Well, I didn't leave the arena until like midnight. And that was one of them real slow construction days on the highway. I just said, F it. I'm just going to go sleep here.
Hey, me personally, I thought we were going to have to do that next Thursday.
Oh, for Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys said the 10 a.m. I thought we were doing the post-show thing.
You can't do it on...
Yeah, on Thursday. There's no matinee on Thursday.
So we're doing... Right. We're throwing all risk aside
no,
of any
you can't,
spoilers.
You can't go... Right, you can't... No.
Yeah, if we do the show on Friday without having seen that movie, we'll be exposed to the gills on the text machine.
Yeah, and I remember you at the holiday party a couple of years ago when you were like... You were avoiding all contact with any humans because you did not want any spoilers from Star Wars.
And there was one fellow in particular who was bragging about how hammered he was going to be at the holiday party, and he saw the movie, and I put the two and two together. I figured he was going to drop some spoilers. So I have to be on the run.
Here's an awesome thing coming up, just to let everybody know. You guys can join Hawk and Crowder for a live broadcast from the 8th Annual Channing Crowder Toy Drive at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale on Thursday, December 19th, beginning at 2 p.m. Stop by, donate a new unwrapped toy, some games or gift cards for boys and girls between the ages of 6 and 18. Donations are also being accepted at the club during normal business hours. Those are Monday to Friday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So go check that out. Again, Hawk and Crowder are going to be doing a live broadcast from the 8th Annual Channing Crowder Toy Drive at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale next Thursday, December 19th. If you guys are just waking up, just getting to your cars this morning, it's, of course, a celebratory Thursday as the Miami Heat stay unbeaten at home. They top the Atlanta Hawks 135-121 as Trae Young declared the game over when they went up 117-111, and he was right. It was over for the Hawks. As
he said, "Oops!"
Such a great post by Jimmy Butler on Instagram. He goes, "This man Trae Young is a teller of the future. He was right. The game was over." Trae Young then posted on Twitter, "Well, which is what else can you say at that point? You got 6 wins on the season. You thought you were going to grab one on the road, feeling froggy. You were swaggering down the court, and not so much, eh, buddy?" By the way, Dwayne Wade, I think Dwayne Wade, his comment was to Jimmy Butler on that post. He goes, "There's something seriously wrong with you, and I love it," which is not inaccurate. Which is he is tweaked a little different, Jimmy Butler, but he's fun, man. The whole team's fun. Can I get again, Robbie, Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler over their $500 bet? Because some people don't know about this, but Jimmy Butler has put forth a, it's basically like a challenge to Bam Adebayo. It is a bounty, if you will. If Bam doesn't shoot a 3-pointer in a game, he owes $500 to Jimmy Butler. If he does shoot a 3-pointer in a game, he gets $500 from Jimmy Butler. Now, if you recall the last game, we brought you the sound when Jimmy Butler was doing his post-game press conference, and Bam goes, "Hey, man, where's my money?" And Jimmy hit him with a, "We're even, stupid." So now...
Yeah, hey, bro. Tell him, bring me my money.
So that was Bam yesterday. Now he's on the plus. He's plus 500 right now. Ain't no even Steven going. And Jimmy Butler's not having this. Jimmy Butler now is, I think, having second guesses about this little challenge that he's put forth to his teammate.
It's like a pop in the offense to take a three. It does seem like three.
Did he take a three tonight?
Yeah,
did he really?
Yeah, he's plus 900 in the third quarter.
I gotta see it.
It's working.
I don't remember.
Like, it seems like it's working. Like, whatever motivating tactics you're using.
I don't remember that play. Mother.
What is the tab? Like, what does everybody have to pay up on? Is this a season thing?
Yeah, it's a seasonal thing. He really shot a three?
Yes, he did.
I think his foot was on the line.
No. You could argue he got fouled. They didn't call it, so it shouldn't count. The attempt is in the books. Yes.
Damn it, Bam.
You know, you're the one who set the terms, though.
I know, but now he actually be going out there shooting threes. We got to talk to Spo. He shouldn't do that.
he for sure thought when I come up with this, this is going to be a great way for me to make $2,000 a week because he's he's never going to shoot threes.
Right.
And by the way, that three that Bam shot was kind of out of nowhere. He's just like, you know, this is a good spot. Let me just throw one up here so I can just get my money. And he got fouled, so it shouldn't have really even counted. But they didn't call the foul, so the three is in the books, and Bam is plus on the money. Now he says this is a season wager. This could get bad for him, Leroy, because there's no reason the way Bam's game is expanding, he can't just chalk one up a game for kicks.
Right. I mean, what was it? One shot. Right.
Just one shot. He's Bam. Bam's gonna have the ball in his hands. There's going to be a time in most games where
you can just pull up from three.
Yeah, you can just pull up from three.
And everybody go, what are you doing?
And it seems like Jimmy Butler's going to owe Bam a pretty hefty amount by the end of the year, and Bam is going to get a nice dinner or something off of
nice
all of these
dinner?
Things. Yeah. Well, what would you do with all that money?
$40,000?
How many games are left, Robbie? What do we got? So it's, let's go. We got Heat standings. Dun, 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 dun. All right, so the Heat have played 24 games thus far. All right, carry the three.
Sounds like 58 games.
See, I told you I almost made that mistake with the read. It's not. He said, why is it only a white boys and girls club? And that's not.
Yeah, it's not. The guy's name is White.
Right. Remember? That's what I was like, ooh. I almost stepped on.
When I read that really fast the first time, I was like, oh, wait, what? No.
I almost stepped on a landmine there.
The dude's name is, his last name is White. It's just, it's a boys and girls club.
Right.
I'll put a better pause next time. So let's just say Bam keeps up this rate, Leroy. He could be plus $29,000 on Jimmy Butler. Which, look, he's Jimmy Butler. I mean, $29,000.
That's 0.01%.
Is that even half a game check?
He makes what, 20?
No, he's in the high 30s.
He's in the 30s.
Oh, he's in the 30s.
You got to take down taxes too.
So, no. So say 30 million and 29,000. Yeah, it'd be 0.01%.
Point is, Jimmy Butler's going to be fine.
If you had a dollar, it would be like giving him a...
But I will say, he doesn't seem like he wants to pay him that money.
No, nobody want to give up money. He probably shouldn't have made those comments.
But you know what? That's a good teammate. If you're willing to pay $30,000 for a guy to expand his game, what if Bam becomes good at three-pointers? Would it be worth the $30,000?
If they win, yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, is this guy going to get even better? Is this guy going to get better? Oh man, this is so exciting.
I mean, his game is just going to expand. Is it going to be like, I think as guys get older, it's not that their game gets better, it just gets a little bit different, right? Because I do believe he can shoot. I just don't think that's because there's a couple of guys on the team that we know could shoot. And they get to the top of the key and do the handoff where they're not even facing the goal. McBob used to do it all the time. And it's kind of one of those things that they try to fit that role and not necessarily expand their game.
Yeah, but McBob was on Spirit Quest and he was like old. Yeah, bam. Man.
That was the first time we got in trouble.
Yeah, we shouldn't have, though. It wasn't deserved. It wasn't deserved. Bam's 22.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Leroy. His game, he's going to expand his game. So it's going to be, he's already doing a lot of things that guys at his position aren't able to do.
Can I just say, I got to say, what is Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins' problem? This guy is a delight, Jimmy Butler. How could you not like this guy? How could you not like him?
You could see how.
How could you not like him?
You could see
he's
how.
He's so much
Wait,
fun.
You could see how.
Was he a little bit of a curmudgeon after the overtime win? Hey. Perhaps. Perhaps.
You could see.
But he lightened up.
You could see how.
He lightened up.
You could see how. I'm not mad at him for being him. Like, you need a guy on your team that's going to be that guy. Yeah. But more importantly, what happens in football is the guy who's normally that guy probably shouldn't be.
He's the right concoction of still hasn't gotten to do the big winning, so he's very hungry, but still doesn't let the young guys feel themselves too much for that performance. Like, you know, as happy as he is for Tyler and Bam.
Believe it or not, that's more in good fun. Like, he's not the gatekeeper of, you know what I mean? But he just does that because they have that kind of relationship.
Right.
But
those are going to be his guys. Like, right now,
that's going to be his guy.
Those
yeah.
are his guys. Those yeah. are his building blocks.
And there will always be that. So they have a relationship where he can do that and nobody take offense to it. Because right now, if you look at the sign of the times, you go and approach a millennial with that kind of nonsense, and you're going to get a Twitter blast or something like that. They're gonna come back at you. So from that standpoint, the relationship that they have is probably why he can be that way with them.
Must have sucked for Deion Waiters to be sick on his birthday yesterday, huh? Robbie's Prospect Power Rankings next. I feel like I took like a cold shower this morning, Robbie. I slept here in the building yesterday after a Heat victory. I splashed water on my face. I cranked up to our coffee machine, 3 shots of espresso. Bang, bang, bang. Like Duncan Robinson hitting 3s last night. Slapped myself in the face. Still undefeated at home, ready for Friday night. I'm buzzing, baby.
Oh, man, that's Friday night.
Buzzing. Now, just because it's a Heat victory Wednesday, I think I said Thursday last time, but excuse me, all right? I'm confused on my days when I don't go home. You know, I saw my little boy. I say, son. He goes, Daddy, where are you going? I say, Tommy, Heat culture. All right? Heat culture. All right, go hug your Bernie. He loves his Bernie. But that doesn't mean we lose sight of the traditions on this show, which is Robbie's Prospect Power Rankings on a Wednesday. The Dolphins are in full draft mode. We need to know who are they going to take, even though their draft position is always fluctuating. Robbie, the floor is yours, my friend. What do we got?
All right, let's start off with number 5.
Number 5.
No change from last week. Tua Tagovailoa. He didn't do any more pressers that we since the last Power Rankings. He's basically saying if he's going to be a top 10, 15 pick, he's going to declare for the draft. That's the only – I mean, he hasn't said anything that would make you think, oh, boy, like that interview with Kirk Herbstreit, like, you know, he made it sound like the injury was worse than it actually was.
Which is probably why he went and talked to those Tuscaloosa Yahoos the next day, just to clarify.
Yeah, damage control.
They didn't like how it went. Because I got to tell you, that Kirk Herbstreit interview was a little grim, but then he went and talked to the Slimers, and you're like, all right.
So he didn't, and obviously they didn't have a game, so he's still at number 5. Number 4, slight drop, not his fault. AJ Epenesa.
Oh my guy.
He didn't play over the weekend. He didn't have a conference championship game. It has more to do with what the number 3 person did to move up, but AJ Epenesa still solid in his last game against Nebraska, 14 tackles, 5 for loss, and 2 sacks, but still a solid prospect. Nothing he did wrong, just somebody moved up ahead of him.
Understood. All right, Robbie, number 3.
Grant Delpit, the player you mentioned.
Okay.
He had a baller SEC championship game against Georgia. He puts up back-to-back strong games against A&M and against Georgia after getting back from injured list. And he mixed in a sack as well. And there was wall-to-wall coverage. Jake Fromm couldn't do anything against him. He doesn't do anything a lot of games. But LSU specifically, they really shut him down a lot thanks to Grant Delpit.
All right. Number 2, Robbie.
All right. I always been wavering back and forth on these two all morning.
This has been tough for you?
It was really hard. But I had to stay ground. Joe Burrow.
Wow.
He lit it up.
Really? He's going to win the Heisman.
I'll tell you why. Well, first off, Joe Burrow, another solid 350 and 4 touchdowns against Georgia. He embarrassed.
Solid.
He's basically 350 and at minimum 3 touchdowns every single week. He's going to win the Heisman. Should win the Heisman. No doubt. All-world quarterback. And if you have the number 1 pick, and you need a quarterback, you probably have to take Joe Burrow.
Dude, you know what? You know what? If they win the national championship, has Ed Orgeron signed a new contract recently? It's like, what kind of a palace in Baton Rouge is he going to be able to build
with
his new deal?
I was looking at the numbers of all the candidates or whatever. Jalen Hurts got some good numbers.
Of course.
But it's the Big 12.
Threw for 3,600 yards and ran for 1,200. Like, that's no small.
That's pretty cool.
Right. But I mean, and then Fields is 40 touchdowns and one pick.
Yeah.
Like, all those seasons by themselves win the Heisman.
What else you got, Robbie?
And number one. Chase Young.
Of course.
Now, here's why. At one point, when I was doing the power rankings, I had Joe Burrow number one.
Okay.
And then I did some thinking. Chase Young, he had another solid game. Didn't have any sacks, but he forced a couple hurries, and he's getting double teamed left to right. At Wisconsin, he had four sacks against Wisconsin the first time around. Wisconsin was extra prepared for Chase Young, but he still caused a ruckus for Wisconsin. But the reason why I have Chase Young number one and Joe Burrow number two is Chase Young, you could draft him in any system and any team, doesn't matter the situation, you could put Chase Young in any defense and he's going to be the same great, awesome Chase Young. Joe Burrow, he's the best quarterback in this draft by far, maybe the best player in the draft.
Is he going to go to a bad team?
But if he goes to a bad team and he doesn't have the right system around him, I'm not sure how he's going to be. Last year with LSU, kind of game manager kind of quarterback, and then all of a sudden this Joe Brady comes to town, best quarterback in the league, Heisman Trophy winner.
You're not wrong, Robbie. I mean, listen, a lot of a quarterback success is the environment around him and what he has around him.
Stop.
That is what they say. It's a smart point by you, Robbie.
Hold on. Let's pump the brakes on this thought process right here, okay? Because I get tired of hearing it. When they talk about, he didn't do nothing the year before, and now all of a sudden, I haven't seen him do it for a number of years like Tua. Well, let's stop with that. Really? Like, he's a kid, so he got better. Is that possible? Is it possible that he could get better? Guess what? Contrary to popular belief, the only reason why Joe Burrow is not the quarterback at Ohio State is because he got hurt. That's it. Otherwise, he would have been the starting quarterback there. So, to say all of a sudden he came out of nowhere, no. Carson Wentz and Jared Goff came out of nowhere. Jared Allen came out of nowhere. Everybody knew this guy was a good quarterback. So, enough with the...
But he got a lot better.
I mean, Joe Burrow wasn't even good enough to be in
Okay, but it also has to do with the players around him, too.
Sure.
I'm not, like, man, please treat football like a team sport. Stop treating it like an individual sport.
Look,
to your point, Chase Young can make an impact without the aid of other players, okay? But a quarterback, no matter how great the quarterback is going to only be as successful as the players, the blocking scheme, and the people around him. And so from that standpoint, if you're a team – that needs an impact player, and you have a decent quarterback, right? I'd be more apt to take Chase Young. If you have no quarterback, right, then I'd be more inclined to take Burrow.
Before the end of today's show, we're going to give away two more pairs of tickets to come watch the Florida Panthers take on the Ottawa Senators with us at the BB&T Center next Monday. I haven't even talked about the Panthers. Yeah, so what a disgraceful performance by everybody not named Bobrovsky. But you know, Bob, I'm sorry.
Stop giving him excuses.
Dude, he had 46 saves yesterday.
I know,
His team failed him. Failed him.
I mean,
Leroy, we 50 shots on goal.
No, I know. I know.
What is that?
We've been saying this all year though about
that's
them.
That's a horse bleep game.
We've been saying it all year. But for some reason, even the coach puts it on the goalie.
Not no more. Yesterday he goes, he was the only one. We're lucky it wasn't 6-0 yesterday. You bet your ass it was.
Who, the coach said that? Quinville?
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, if you have your goalie, poor bastard's getting lit up. They're shitting.
We've been saying that all year, though.
No, not like this.
Yep.
Not like this.
Dude, there's been no resistance in front of him.
He only gave up two goals on 48 shots.
No,
the poor bastard. And where were you? Hey, anybody seen Vincent Trocheck? Where are you, Troch? We are going to send two more people to the Panthers.
We're
going to
invite them with us.
You guys can join us.
Join us.
Be listening for Sergei Bobrovsky. He's going to be talking about his love of trampolines, okay? When you hear Sergei Bobrovsky's love of trampolines, that is your cue to call to win yourself some Panthers tickets.
Is he a gymnast or a goalie?
Well, both. He had groin injuries, so he did gymnastics to strengthen his groin. Why are you looking at me like that? But it's, of course, a celebratory day here on the show. Fun locker room yesterday. Bam Adebayo starting off yesterday's post game with a little dig at the former center of the Miami Heat, Hassan Whiteside. We'll get to that. Plus, was Alonzo Mourning spot on? Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.